All right, ready to dive into something new today?
Absolutely. Always up for a deep dive.
This one's called Personagrams. Ever feel like you're speaking one language and everyone else is on a totally different wavelength?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Especially at work, you know?
Well, Personagrams might be the key to bridging that communication gap.
Interesting.
Basically, it's all about understanding your core values and how they shape the way you communicate, especially in a professional setting. It's like this personal brand blueprint helps you build a brand that's totally authentic to you.
So less about faking it till you make it and more about understanding what makes you tick.
Exactly. And it all comes down to this code, almost like a personality decoder ring. It was developed by this brand strategist. She's been in the game for over 15 years. And we're going to break down this code together. We're talking four key dimensions: action, structure, connections, and inspiration.
Sounds kind of like those personality tests, but deeper, maybe.
Deeper, for sure. Way more focused on how your values actually play out in your work and how you interact with others.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's not just about labeling yourself an introvert or extrovert. It's about how those tendencies actually show up in your work.
Right. It's like having a team of values working together, each with its own strengths and challenges.
Okay, so how do these dimensions work?
Think of it like a four-letter code. Your code, or personagram, tells you which dimension is your dominant force, kind of like the team captain, you know. Then the other letters show how the rest of your values play out.
Okay, that makes sense. So, how do we figure out our own personal code?
Well, first, you got to tap into what really drives you. Like, what are your natural instincts when you're faced with a challenge?
Okay, yeah. What gets me going?
Exactly. Let's unpack these four dimensions a bit further, starting with action. So imagine diving headfirst into a new project, embracing spontaneity, thinking way outside the box. Does that light you up?
It's definitely exciting.
That's the action dimension calling. Or maybe you're more drawn to structure. Do you thrive on logic and systems? Do you got to know all the details before making a move?
Oh, see, that's more me. I like to have a plan, you know.
Structure might be your jam then. And what about connections? If building relationships and contributing to a greater good light your fire, connections could be your dominant dimension.
So the team players, the
Yeah,
collaborators.
exactly. And lastly, there's inspiration. If you're all about pushing boundaries and constantly seeking new possibilities, inspiration might be your leading force.
So the visionaries, the big picture thinkers.
Absolutely. It's less about fitting neatly into one category and more about identifying what resonates most strongly with you.
Makes sense. So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Nope, not at all. It's about understanding your own unique mix of values. Now, think about a situation like leading a team meeting. What comes naturally to you? Do you jump in with bold ideas, or do you lay out a detailed agenda?
I definitely like to come prepared. I'm all about the agenda.
Or maybe you focus on creating a harmonious atmosphere or inspiring the team with a shared vision.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's about recognizing those initial instincts, right?
Exactly. That's the first clue to unlocking your personagram.
Okay, this is making a lot of sense. So, where do we go from here? So, we've got a handle on these core values.
Yeah, I'm starting to see how they connect, how they make a whole picture.
It's fascinating, isn't it? How these values can actually help you build a stronger personal brand.
It's like having a cheat sheet.
Right. A cheat sheet for how to put your best foot forward, attract the right opportunities.
Exactly. And I'm curious, does this play out in something as simple as like personal style?
You mean like how we dress?
Oh, wow. Pray
Absolutely.
break that down for me.
Think about someone who's really action-oriented. They're probably going to gravitate toward clothes that are functional.
Makes sense. Ready to move.
Right. Sporty, ready to get things done. Whereas someone who's driven by structure,
What would they be wearing?
probably something more classic, tailored, that polished look.
It's like their clothes are a statement.
Exactly. They're sending a message about their approach to the world without saying a word.
And what about color? Does that play a role?
Definitely. Action types, they might go for high contrast, bold colors.
Yeah, I see that.
While structure types, they often prefer those more muted, coordinated palettes.
So it's all about aligning your look with your values.
Precisely. And you know where this visual element really matters?
Online, social media.
Bingo! Our personagrams can actually give us clues about which platforms are going to work best for us.
I love that, like a social media strategy guide.
Think about an action-oriented person on, say, TikTok.
Oh, yeah, they'd kill it on TikTok.
Short, snappy videos, straight to the point, sharing achievements, maybe even creating challenges.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
What about structure types? Where do they shine?
LinkedIn, probably. Sharing in-depth analyses, industry insights.
Long-form content, right?
Exactly. Well-researched, packed with value, positioning themselves as the experts.
Okay, but what about the connection types? They need that social interaction.
They thrive on Facebook, Instagram stories.
Lots of engagement.
Exactly. Building community, sharing personal anecdotes. It's less about broadcasting and more about nurturing those relationships.
Making those one-on-one connections, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, the inspiration folks.
They're drawn to the visual platforms,
yeah.
Instagram, Pinterest, places where aesthetics really matter.
So they'd be sharing beautiful content.
Yes. Sharing their unique vision, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Things that spark the imagination.
Exactly. Content that challenges the way people think.
So it's all about playing to your strengths. Choosing platforms that amplify your natural communication style.
No more forcing yourself to be someone you're not online.
Right, because that never works anyway. But, you know, this idea of content creation, it goes beyond social media, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Whether you're writing blog posts, making videos, even creating online courses, your personagram can be a guide.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. So how would different personagram types approach, say, creating a course?
Let's imagine our action folks. Their courses would be very hands-on.
Practical.
Very. Focused on results. Think step-by-step guides, quick wins, actionable strategies.
Stuff you can implement right away.
Right. Their teaching style would be fast-paced, dynamic.
Probably lots of energy in those videos.
They'd get you pumped up, ready to take action. Now, structure types.
They'd be all about that organization.
Exactly. Their courses would be super comprehensive, detailed.
It's like a college course.
Structured learning, clear modules.
They give you all the resources you need.
Right. Assessments, everything. Breaking complex info down into manageable steps.
They'd be the masters of the ultimate guide.
That's a great way to put it. Now, think about the connection types.
Their courses would be all about community, right?
Absolutely. They'd emphasize interaction, group learning.
Group coaching calls.
Maybe online forums, even buddy systems.
I love that.
It's all about that collaborative learning experience, creating that sense of belonging.
Okay, I'm excited for this last one. The inspiration types.
Their courses, they'd be more experiential, transformative.
Helping people tap into their creativity.
Yes. Pushing boundaries, challenging assumptions. They'd inspire you to think in new ways.
Okay, so we've got these four distinct approaches to content creation. This is so helpful.
It really shows how these personagrams can guide us, whether we're creating content or just trying to understand our own strengths.
Okay, but I want to shift gears a bit. Let's talk about teams, because I feel like understanding personagrams could be a total game changer for team dynamics.
Oh, 100%.
Like, if you know your team's personagram makeup, you can anticipate their strengths.
Right.
And their challenges.
It's like having a secret decoder ring for teamwork.
I love that. Okay, imagine a team full of action-oriented people.
High energy, for sure.
Getting stuff done.
Super efficient, driven to meet those deadlines.
I can picture them just blazing through projects.
But they might miss some important details along the way.
Oh, yeah, in that rush to get it done.
Or maybe they'll make impulsive decisions.
Without thinking about the long-term consequences.
Right. Now, what about a team full of structure types?
Ooh, that'd be organized.
Incredibly. Detail-oriented, systems for everything.
Every project would have a plan.
Detailed roadmaps, ensuring everything runs smoothly.
They'd be a dream team to manage.
But they might have trouble adapting to change.
Oh, when things don't go according to plan.
Exactly. They might overthink every detail, get stuck in analysis paralysis.
Okay, now, a team of connection types.
That's a very supportive environment.
So collaborative.
Strong relationships, a real sense of community.
Everyone feels heard.
Right. Valued. Their strength is building trust, creating a harmonious workplace. They might avoid conflict, possibly. Or struggle to set boundaries, which can lead to burnout.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Okay, last one. A team led by inspiration.
The brainstorming sessions would be epic.
So many innovative ideas.
You need to push the boundaries of what's possible, but
they might jump from project to project.
It's a possibility. Starting things, but not always finishing them.
So it's really clear that each personagram type, they bring their own unique strengths and weaknesses to the table.
But the real magic happens when you have a mix, right?
You need that diversity.
Different types complementing each other, mitigating those challenges.
Like building the ultimate superhero team.
That's a great way to think about it. You need that range of skills to overcome any obstacle.
Okay, this has been so insightful. I'm already thinking about how this applies to my own work.
And that's the beauty of it, right? This knowledge, it can help you in any collaboration.
Okay, so we've talked about how personagrams can impact, you know, communication styles and teams and all that. But what about the work itself?
What do you mean?
Like, what you put out into the world, your product, your service, that big idea you're working on. Does your personagram influence that too?
Oh, absolutely. It can totally shape what you create. And not just what you create, but how you deliver it, how you share it with the world.
Okay, so like if each personagram type was an entrepreneur, what kind of businesses would they create? What would their offerings look like?
Okay, let's start with our action-oriented folks. They might be drawn to products or services that help people take action quickly.
Quick results, right?
Exactly. Think like quick start guides, coaching programs, things that get people moving towards their goals right away.
No messing around. Straight to the point.
Yeah. Their style would be very practical, very results focused.
Okay. What about the structure types?
Structure folks, they often excel at creating systems, detailed courses, maybe even membership programs, things that provide a very structured approach to learning or problem solving.
They'd break it all down, make it super clear.
Exactly. Clear guidelines, tons of resources. They're all about making things easy to understand and follow.
Okay, now for the connection types. What would they create?
Connection types, they'd be all about community. They might create group programs, membership communities, things that emphasize shared learning and collaboration.
Creating those spaces where people can connect and support each other.
Right. Their focus is on building relationships, making people feel seen and heard, creating a real sense of belonging.
I love that. Okay, last but not least, the inspiration types. What would their entrepreneurial ventures look like?
Inspiration folks, they'd be drawn to things that spark creativity and innovation. Maybe workshops, online courses, even unique products that get people thinking in new ways.
So less about step-by-step instructions, more about sparking that creative fire.
Exactly. They'd be challenging the status quo, helping people tap into their own unique potential.
This is fascinating. I'm already thinking about my own work in a whole new way.
That's the power of personagrams, right? It gives you a framework for understanding yourself and the people you work with. It helps you create things that are more authentic and aligned with who you really are.
This has been such an incredible deep dive. I feel like we've covered so much ground today.
We have. From understanding the four dimensions to exploring how they influence everything from our personal brands to our entrepreneurial ventures.
And how it all comes back to those core values.
Exactly. Understanding your values is the key to creating a life and a career that feels truly fulfilling.
So as we wrap up, we encourage you to explore your own personagram. See how it can help you build a more authentic, impactful, and fulfilling life.
And until next time, keep diving deep.
We'll see you then.